All right, so boy, what a great week it's been. I've been so excited, so thankful to get to know so many of you. I don't know if I know 100% everybody's names, but I think I got pretty close, and I feel pretty good about myself because of that. And it's been fun to watch you guys in competitions, to watch you guys working hard at verses and all the crazy lineups and all that kind of stuff you guys came up with this week. But I especially appreciated just your attentiveness to the preaching of the Word of God and your desire to say yes to God and respond to Him. I want to look at one of the passages of Scripture here tonight that I hope will be a help to you here from Galatians chapter 6. So if you have your Bible, go to Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians 6. And here's an important passage of Scripture as we think about life and the days ahead for you. You're going to go home. And you know, being at home isn't quite like being at camp. Did you know that? It's not quite the same. All right, I know there's maybe some similarities, but not very many. Okay, so going home. And God wants you to continue to maybe take the things that you learned here at camp, that He did in your heart, and take those now to the home where you live and the family that you live in. And God wants to use them to help you learn to walk with Jesus in a week that's just a normal week instead of an exciting camp week where we're kind of in a different thing with different people and all those things. Well, here in Galatians chapter 6, we see an important passage of Scripture. Let's begin reading in verse number 7. You see it right there? Verse number 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Now here's an interesting passage of Scripture where God is using a picture to help us understand something about the Christian life. And that's the picture of a farmer or a gardener. How many of you have ever planted something, grown something? All right, do we have any gardeners or farmers here, somebody that planted things? All right, I planted some things when I was a kid. And I'll tell you, I found out I'm not very good at growing things. All right, I planted all sorts of stuff in our backyard. We had an area, we made it a garden. And I planted all sorts of, carrots and watermelons and corn and green beans and cucumbers and some sugar snap peas. And I don't remember other stuff too. Just trying a whole bunch of stuff. Figured one of these things is going to have to work, right? I figured out the only thing I could grow was cucumbers. I guess cucumbers are really easy. You don't have to have any skill in gardening to be able to grow cucumbers. So if you're like me, go plant some cucumber seeds and you can have something still in your garden, okay? And that was there. But you know what? You grow something, you plant something. Why do we do that? Why do farmers do that? There's some people, that's their whole business, right, is they have a farm where they plant things and they grow things and they sell the stuff that they grew. Now, why does that work as a business? Why can a farmer do that? Because they know something. There's something that they count on, they live by. They say, hey, this is something we're literally banking our whole livelihood on. If you sow seed, you reap a harvest. That's the words, sow and reap is what the words that the Bible uses here. And we don't maybe say that a whole lot. And we can say this, if you plant seeds, then you get a harvest. You grow a harvest. All right, you can reap that. You actually have the fruit of that. And if that wasn't true, that if you sow seed, you reap a harvest, if it wasn't true, we wouldn't have farmers. All right, they wouldn't make that their business. Because it wouldn't have value then. And God uses this physical law to teach us an important spiritual lesson I want you to remember here as you go from camp this week. An important spiritual lesson that you will reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. Now there's four different things I want you to see about this law of the harvest that you need to understand. Really important things. We're not going to take a long time in any of them, but I want you to understand this because it's so important. Here's the first thing I want you to understand. You will reap what you sow. You will. It's guaranteed. Okay? In my notes where I have my things written down, you know, that kind of help me know where we're going when we're looking at this here. I have the word will underlined. You will reap what you sow. Do you see here in the passage description, verse number 7, what it says? He starts off by saying, be not deceived. Be not deceived. How many of you have ever been deceived before? You've been tricked? Yeah, I've been tricked before, okay? Nobody likes to be tricked. We don't like to be deceived, do we? you feel kind of like, oh, why would they, how could they do that to me? That's terrible. Why did they do that? But he says, listen, you can deceive yourself, is what he's saying. He says, I want you to understand something. What God says about sowing and reaping, that you will reap what you sow, don't trick yourself into thinking, well, it'll be different for me. No, 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 no. He says, don't trick yourself that way. Don't think that you're going to somehow be the exception to the law of the harvest. No, no, no. You will reap what you sow. Don't trick yourself from that. It's guaranteed. And why is it guaranteed? You know what he says next? He says, God is not mocked. God's not playing jokes here. He's not going to put up with any of that. No, no, God is serious about what he said. And he said, listen, that you will reap what you sow. Whatever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. You see, God is a just God, and he doesn't overlook sin. So we need to understand that, listen, if we make sinful choices, we're going to reap what we sow. Hey, if you choose, I'm not going to disobey the Bible instead of obeying the Bible, you're going to reap what you sow. God's not, he's not goofing around. You're not going to be the exception. God has said, that's how it is. That's the law of the harvest. Now, on the flip side, we often think about this. Oh, be not deceived. God is not mocked. We can think of that as like a negative thing. Like, yeah, okay, so make sure you don't sin because you're going to reap the consequences. And that's true. But you know what? It's just as true the other way around. God is a trustworthy God who will always do what he promises. And so if God has promised, he said, listen, if you honor your parents, obey and honor your parents, he says, there's going to be blessing, right? We talked about that. You know what that means? It's always true. It's always true. You'll get the blessing. God says you will. He promised it. Because you will reap what you sow. And so we need to understand that God will do exactly what he promises. And so when we look at this truth that you're going to reap what you sow, it is as certain as God himself is. Now listen, can God tell a lie? No, God can't tell a lie. The scripture is clear. God cannot lie. Because he is truth itself. And so if God says it, you can count on it, young person. You can count on it. And here's one thing he says. You will reap what you sow. Okay, so it's certain. It's guaranteed. You will reap what you sow. Now, but here's the second thing I want you to see here tonight. Second thing I want you to see. Now, this is really complicated. Are you paying close attention? You will reap what you sow. Now, in my notes, I have the word what underlined, okay? You will reap what you sow. What are you saying here? Well, listen. What you plant, that's what you're going to get. Now, I brought something with me here tonight. Oh, put your hands down. You think that's like a cue line, don't you? All right. All right, I got something here. My bucket. Y'all remember this bucket, right?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. I got something here in my bucket. All right, let me get it out here. Hang on, give me just a minute. Be patient. All right. I brought something with me. Here it is. Are you guys ready for this? You ready? Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Here it is. Say it together.
Ooh.
Ah. Yeah, there we go. Okay, good. All right, look at that. You know what this is? Somebody tell me, what is this? Raise your hand, tell me. Let's see, Joey, what is this? It's a seed. All right, it's a seed. Now, I took this seed just today from an apple. I took it from an apple. I'm so excited. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to plant this seed. I brought some dirt with me. All right. I got some dirt. I'm going to plant this seed. All right, so we're going to get that guy in there. Plant him under that dirt. All right, that's good. Planted my seed. Now, I'm really looking forward to this because I just can't wait to get some pears.
What? You need apples.
Yeah. No, I really want some pears.
Well, then go get a pear.
Plant some pears.
Pear
seed.
Pear
seed.
Wait. What are you going to see? I know. I got the seed from an apple today. Seeds are good. So that's a fresh seed. Super good. And so I figured I plant the seed and I can get some pears. Or maybe if I don't get pears, I'll get some oranges. Oranges, that'd be good. An orange tree.
Not
how it works. Wait, you mean that's not how it works? No, it's not how it works. You're exactly right, young people. Boy, you're spot on. All right, I'm going to put this over here. We're going to see if it grows, okay? Out of my bucket, let's see if that grows, okay? You give it some time, okay? And let it grow. It needs water. Oh, man. I didn't bring any water with me. We'll see if it grows anyway, all right? See if it grows anyway. Okay. So, so if I want pears, I can't plant an apple seed. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
If I want oranges, I can't plant an apple seed and get oranges?
No.
Oh. If I want cucumbers, I have to plant cucumber seeds.
Yeah.
If I want watermelons, I have to plant watermelon seeds.
Yeah.
Oh, why is that? Because you guys all know it, that you reap what you sow. You don't reap something different than what you plant. When you plant a seed, guess what? You get exactly what you planted. And that's what God says here. He says, listen, understand this. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. And then he tells us, he gives them some specifics, right? He's using this illustration, this picture of sowing and reaping, but he's trying to help us understand a spiritual truth for our life. And look at verse number 8. He now tells us and help understand, what is he saying? He says, for he that sows to his flesh, that's the sinful, selfish part of you, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So here's what he's saying. Listen, if you sow selfish, sinful choices, you're going to get the fruit of selfish, sinful choices. Okay? If you sow a spiritual choice, you make biblical, godly, wise choices, you're going to get the spiritual results of that. All right, so listen, if you steal, young person, expect the consequences of stealing. Okay, if you lie, expect the consequences of lying. That's what God's saying. Okay, if you cheat, expect the consequences of cheating. Okay, if you punch someone in the face, don't be surprised when you get punched in the face back. Okay, that's the natural response. Right, that's the consequence that often comes. If you're disrespectful, expect the consequences of disrespect. I'm just saying, listen, when you sow to your selfish, and you just say, I'm just doing what I want to do, and no matter what it means for anyone else, we've talked about that this week, don't be surprised, and don't be sitting there thinking, well, I can be selfish, and it's still going to, I'm going to get like, boy, I'm going to end up having blessings in my life from God. Well, listen, God's a good God, and he's going to often use his goodness to draw us to himself. But listen, when you sow to the flesh, he says, you're going to reap corruption. Hey, you're going to reap those consequences because you reap what you sow. And you know what? Sometimes what we reap is when we make one selfish decision in our life, you know what happens? That selfish decision leads us to a bigger selfish decision. And that's the next thing we reap. And then we reap the selfishness in our heart now that's got even stronger. And so now we get to an even bigger selfish decision. And then an even bigger selfish decision. Okay, I can remember as a young person, when I was just 6, 7, 8 years old. And I would sometimes take things from the cupboard, from my mom's purse, from the cookie jar that I didn't have permission for. I'm not going to ask if you've ever done that. But I did it plenty of times. I liked the fruit snacks, so I went and got a package of fruit snacks without getting permission. And you know what I did after I ate the fruit snacks? I would take the package, and did I just leave it sitting on the counter? No. Did I take and just throw it in the trash can? No. I hid it in the trash can. Because I knew it was wrong. I didn't have permission. I didn't want anybody to find out. I didn't want to get in trouble. So I thought, I can do this. I'll keep it hidden. And then maybe I took that piece of candy I didn't have permission for, that piece of gum. And those seem like little selfish decisions, right? Little stealing, but you know what? As I grew older, those selfish decisions led me to some bigger selfish decisions that I kept hidden too. And those had bigger consequences in my life. And then to some bigger selfish decisions. You know what? I got to a place where I had made wrong decisions and I was keeping things hidden and I didn't like it, but I'm just selfish all the time in this way. I don't know how to stop. You know what that was? I was reaping what I sowed. Because that's what happens. If you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. You reap that selfish fruit. But if you'll reap sow to the Spirit, then you're going to reap spiritual things, if you make biblical choices, if you follow God's word, if you seek after him with all of your heart, you know what he says? You're going to get spiritual fruit from that in your life. Can I put it this way? If you feed your selfishness grows. If you feed your spirit, the part of you that is focuses on God and gets to know God, if you feed your spiritual life, guess what? Your spiritual life, your walk with God grows. You know why? Because you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Okay? The same thing. You sow to the flesh, flesh. Spirit, spirit. Right? I want you to see another thing here. That's important for us. These tie together. Okay, so you got it? You will reap what you sow. Okay, number two, you will reap what you sow. But here's another one. You will reap more than you sow. You will reap more than you sow. Now, let's think about that apple seed, all right? I planted that one. I have another one. Okay? I have another one. Oh, man, I think we might be growing. I think we might be growing. All right, so we got the apple seed here. Now, listen. If I plant this apple seed, what does it produce?
Apples.
Wrong. I don't get an apple when I grow this thing, right? It produces an apple tree, right? Now, do you know how many apples could grow on an apple tree on average? And in a year? What do you think, Jackson? It's more than that. It's more than that. All right, for sake of time, for sake of time. On average, somewhere in a year, something around 400 apples can grow on a mature apple tree. 400 apples from one seed. One little guy right here. See that? No, you can't see it in the back, can you, Mom and Dad? They don't have to. They need binoculars because it's so little and their eyesight is so poor because they're starting to age a little bit. Can I see it? No, it's just because it's so small, right? Teeny tiny little apples. But it produces an apple tree, which can produce around 400 apples a year. And guess what? You know those 400 apples? Do you know how many seeds are in each apple? Does anybody know how many seeds are in an apple?
600.
Josiah?
Six.
Six? Could be six. Okay. Could be six. What do you think, Jen? 12. 12 would be a lot. So somewhere, it's usually somewhere between 5 and 8. Sometimes it can be up to a little more today. The apple that I cut open, which I happen to have right here. All right. Look at that. Now you know that's what the inside of an apple looks like, right? Now here you can see there are, one of them's fallen, but there's 5 seeds here, but you know there were 11 seeds in this one apple. Now that's a lot, actually. Usually it's between 5 and 8. But let's just say, okay, if we say 8 seeds in an apple, okay, if we say that's what it is, you know what? So that one seed produces a tree with 400 apples on it. Okay, the seeds from that 400 apples, that's about 2,000 seeds. If you planted all those seeds, you would have over 1 million apples. All from this one tiny little guy. That's why farmers farm. You know why? Because you reap more than you sow. You reap more than you sow. Now, that's a good thing when it's something good that you want, right? But when it's something bad, ooh. Now, did you notice the words that were used? It says that if you sow to the flesh, that you'll reap corruption. Corruption. That's the idea of destruction, something that passes away, that doesn't matter, doesn't last. It says, listen, if you just live for yourself, it might seem like a good plan right now, but it's going to lead to way bigger consequences than you think it will. It's going to lead you to a place maybe you never thought that you would go if you just live for self. See, man, it's not a big deal. I know it's selfish for me to do this, but it's not a big deal. Listen, if you let that selfishness stay in your life and you keep sowing to your flesh, guess what? It's going to bring you to a place you thought, I would never have imagined I would get here. At best, a life that just doesn't matter. Like when you stand before God, you realize it was all a waste. At worst, total destruction, where you're hurting yourself and those that you love. And I just want to challenge you, young people, listen, you will reap more than you sow, so don't sow to the flesh, because you'll waste your life if you do. And God has given you a life to live for Him, like we talked about last night. Don't waste your life by just living selfishly. You'll reap more than you sow. But here's the amazing thing. He says, if you sow to the Spirit, that you'll reap life everlasting. If you'll say, I'm going to make decisions that are spiritual decisions, that are about my walk with God, I'm going to focus on growing there, then you know what? He says, listen, you're going to reap fruit that isn't just in this life. Listen, you can enjoy a walk with God in this life and see God. But you know what? You can have a life that actually changes eternity for people around you, that you lead to Jesus, and that when you stand before Jesus Christ, you can stand there with being able to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well, I want to have a life like that. You know why? I think, how could the things that I do, I mean, just me, little old me, I'm not important, I'm not special. How could me saying yes to God really make a big difference? Because you reap more than you sow. And if you'll sow to the Spirit, if you'll keep saying yes to Jesus, young person, listen, God wants to do some things through your life that you can't even imagine. Some really good things. Some amazing things. Some things that when you step back at the end of your life, or even in eternity, and you look back and you say, wow, I can't believe that God did that through my little life. God's so good. Because you reap more than you sow. Okay, so you reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. It's certain. You'll reap what you sow, not something else. You'll reap more than you sow. But one other thing I want you to see, and this is really important, you will reap after you sow. You will reap after you sow. You see verse number 9? It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You'll reap after you sow. Now, listen, we know what that means. That means that you won't see the fruit of your decisions right away. It takes time, right? When you plant a seed, it takes time for it to grow, and even more time for that plant that grows to produce fruit. Which reminds me, let's check and see. Have we had any growth? I planted a seed earlier, right? Let's see. Oh, look.
No way.
Amazing! We grew an apple. Oh wait, no, that's right. Apples don't grow from apple seeds. Apple trees grow from apple seeds. We haven't got any. Come back in a couple of years, maybe we'll have a tree. All right. And then after that, we'll have some apples off of that tree. Right? It takes time. And young people, this is important to understand, because you know what? It might be right now. You might have a sinful choice that you've been making. You think, I haven't gotten in trouble for this yet. You might make a wrong decision and think, I'm getting away with it for now. Hey, listen, it must be okay. And just because you're getting away with it right now doesn't mean that you're not going to have consequences, because you reap after you sow. And so they may not be there right now, but listen, the fruit is coming. The fruit is coming. Listen, it may feel like sometimes making the right choices to trust and follow Jesus, sometimes you feel like, well, I'm doing the things I know that God wants me to do, and I'm trying to say yes to Him, but it doesn't seem like, I don't feel like I'm growing like I should, or I haven't been able to see God do something, you know, to use me to encourage somebody in their walk with God, or to be the light to them, like we talked about. I haven't seen anything yet, and so, maybe it just doesn't work. Oh, no, don't give up. The fruit is coming. The fruit is coming. He says, don't be weary in well-doing. Keep on sowing to the Spirit, even though you don't see the fruit right away. Because you don't, it's how it works. You reap after you sow. So it's important to understand that you won't see the consequences or the fruit right away. But here's another thing you got to understand about reaping after you sow. Okay, you may continue to reap the consequences for a time, even after you stop sowing. Now, I didn't understand this for a long time, but when I did, it really helped me. Let me see. I do need a volunteer. All right. Let's see.
Why did I say that? This is so very difficult.
All right, if you've already been a volunteer this week, I need you to put your hand down, okay? If you've already been a volunteer. All right, let's see. Emma, why don't you come up here? And let's see. Lydia, why don't you come up here? And Elijah, why don't you come up here? What's your name? Say it again. Raya, you come up here, Raya. All right. Now you got to do something for me because you're trying. You got to help me illustrate something here, okay? So Raya, come on up here. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to spread your arms apart for me like this, wide, okay? Okay. And Raya, I want you to step forward this way just a little bit, okay? And Elijah, you're going to kind of come like this, okay? Just stay right like that, okay? Then step forward a little bit further. And you grab there. Step forward a little further. Emma, you're going to come right here. Yep, step over that way just a little bit. And then Lydia, yep, can you put your arms a bit? Not that far over, Lydia. There we go. All right, so here we go. They're helping us picture a thing. I want you to see this in your mind, okay? So here it is. Let's imagine. This is nothing about their personal character when we say this, okay? This is just to help us see. Okay, Raya, this is when we say, you know what? I'm going to sew to the flesh, okay? I'm going to make bad decisions, okay, that are just selfish. It's all about me. So she sews to the flesh. And so, you know what? At first, she may not see any consequence. She's making selfish decisions, just living for me, no consequences. But at some point, you know what's going to happen? She's going to start to reap what she sowed, reap the consequences, okay? So here we have the wrong decisions, right, sowing to the flesh. Here we have reaping the bad fruit. And so there comes a point now she's making selfish decisions and she's starting to see some bad fruit, right? Because here we are, and she's got that bad fruit. And now, so she comes to a point, she says, you know what? I don't like this bad fruit. I don't want to live selfish anymore. I want to start to make some right decisions right here. Yeah, I want to start sowing to the Spirit. And so she says, I'm going to sow to the Spirit. I'm going to start to make right decisions that are to pursue after God and seek God. That's what Emma's illustrating for us here. And so you know what? Here she is. She starts to make some right decisions. But what do we still have? We still have some bad fruit, right? That's from the bad decisions we made. Do you know you can make decisions to sow to the Spirit, to start to make right decisions and still reap the bad fruit from the bad decisions you made before. Okay? So this is phase one, sowing bad seed. Here now we're reaping bad fruit. Now we start to sow good seed, and then we have here where we finally start to actually reap that good fruit, the blessing that God has for us. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Are you tracking with me? Okay, here's the danger. Remember he says, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Because a lot of times we get right here, and we start to make some decisions that are right decisions. Maybe at camp, God uses me and say, I'm going to make this right decision. And we start to make decisions, but we still have some bad fruit, because we weren't making right decisions before. And you know what's easy for us to think? I'm making good decisions, but I'm still having bad fruit. I don't see good fruit yet. I'll just give up. What's the point? I'll just go make selfish decisions again. And God says, no, no, no. Remember, you reap after you sow. And sometimes you're going to keep reaping those bad consequences for a while, even as you're making the right decisions. But don't give up. Don't be weary in well-doing. Keep on sowing to the Spirit, because there'll come a time when those bad consequences, you're not reaping anymore. And now you're reaping the good consequences, the good fruit. Does that make sense? Yes? No? Yes? All right, thank you. You guys can sit down. Okay, I appreciate your help. Listen, that moment there, for me, when I finally understood, you know what, this makes sense. This is why it's so easy to get discouraged when we start making right decisions, but we don't see the fruit of it yet. In fact, it still seems like stuff's still pretty bad. I'm still having these issues. But God says, don't be weary in well-doing. Sow to the Spirit, because in due season, if you keep on sowing to the Spirit, if you keep on obeying, understanding the law of the harvest that you reap after you sow, you will reap the good fruit if you don't faint, if you don't get discouraged, if you don't give up. Listen, young people, some of you have decisions that you made this week, and you're going to go home, and you right now, you say, I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to follow through on those decisions, all right? Then listen. Don't give up, even if you don't see the good results that you think in your mind you should be seeing right away. Remember, you will reap, but you reap after you sow. So be patient and keep sowing to the Spirit. And young people, God wants to produce some wonderful fruit in your life and through your life as we understand and follow the law of the harvest. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this passage of Scripture. Lord, I pray you help these young people to live a life of sowing to the Spirit and not to the flesh. Give them strength to not live selfishly, but to get their heart set on seeking after you and doing your will. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for what you've done in their hearts this week. Oh, Lord, bless each one. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.